Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. What's up? It's Jess.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. Did you miss us last week, everyone?
How's it going?
It's going well. Here we are on a Tuesday.
We got to talk about a couple things today.
Yeah.
A couple things in the docket. Okay.
But first.
Oh, what?
What did everybody think of our new music?
Oh, yeah.
I thought people might be like, what is this? Wrong podcast. But just so you know, we told you guys at the end of last year we switched production companies. So we had to license some new music.
It's a lot of change in the air.
There is. I hope people like it.
When my favorite podcast changed their music, I was very jarred. But
yeah.
Now I don't even remember their old music.
Yeah. I mean, we're not Serial. So that music is not part of the cultural discussion.
I don't even remember Serial's music.
If you heard it, you would remember it. But
this is what I'm saying. It just doesn't matter.
Well, this new song is going to be our song. So if you hate it, just give it a couple weeks. You know what? Sit with it a minute.
Okay, ready?
No, still one more housekeeping thing.
Oh, and more.
Yeah, I wanted to give an update.
Oh, yes.
The update on the wedding dress. Because so many people have been DMing me because I didn't post the picture for everybody to help me find it. I kid you not, the next day, my friend Wan Yi was like, I know you're so stressed out. Is there anything I can help with? And I was like, yeah, find me this wedding dress, blah, blah, blah. And I showed her a picture. So she's talking to me and on her phone. You know when people are talking to you and they're not paying attention?
Yes, I do.
This bitch isn't even paying attention to me. She holds up her phone. She found it. One size bigger than me on the RealReal.
Mm-hmm.
Gently used. I ordered it. It's in perfect condition.
Oh, my God.
It's as amazing as I wanted it to be. I just have to get it tailored now.
You know what? Can Wan Yi help me with my life?
Yeah. Just give her
We should do ask Wan Yi.
Mm-hmm. If it involves fashion, she's on it.
It's the ultimate fashion task rabbit.
Yeah, that's what she is.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. All right. Now, what are we going to talk about? Beauty stuff.
Okay. So we are going to talk about the new FDA proposed rule on sunscreens.
And also what the industry's response was right away.
Yeah, there's a lot of chatter in the industry about this. And I feel let's just get ahead of this before the sun really busts out. Then I want to talk about the new lo-fi facials. Basically, I'm just shouting out a story I did for Bazaar, but you guys are going to get a little, like, bit of a deeper dive.
Also, when you said lo-fi facial, I have no idea what that is, but I want to know. So I'm excited about that one. Our guest, Stephanie Flohr. Stephanie is a makeup artist, which is how I originally met her. She's also the founder of Around the World Beauty. She's like a beauty anthropologist. She takes women on tours to different countries so they can experience their beauty culture. So we're going to ask her all about that.
Ooh, take us away, Stephanie.
Jess, look what I have here.
Oh my God.
How is that?
Could have hurt someone with that.
I don't know how many pages this is. I think it's about 300 pages. On Thursday last week, the FDA put out their proposed rule for new sunscreen guidelines, which is basically the government's way of saying, okay, here's what we're thinking of doing. Here's all the information we need before we can move on this act.
I just want to say this little, like, wackadoo thick thing of paper, the stack of paper, is double-sided.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You really printed this?
I did, because my claim to fame is that I have actually read the FDA monograph on sunscreen labeling guidelines. So this isn't about labeling, but they have some new things, some changes they want to make. So the FDA puts out its press release, and this is what I find really interesting. Okay. Lots of newness, lots of rules, but they did say there are 12 ingredients for which there are insufficient safety data to make a positive determination that the ingredient is generally recognized as safe and effective. And for that reason, the FDA is asking the industry and other parties for additional data. This is straight from the FDA press release. I was like, okay, that makes sense. Here's avobenzone. They want to take it from, you're allowed to use it at 2%, and some companies want to use it at 5%. And the FDA is saying, okay, we're willing to look at that, but you need to give us this inhalation test that you haven't done yet, or this carcinogen test at this level for this length of time.
Seems pretty routine to me.
It is. I mean, it's really wonky and detailed. But then, I kid you not, 3 hours after the FDA, maybe 2 hours after the FDA puts this the rule out and the press release, Environmental Working Group issues their own press release.
Damn, they're fast.
Which I was like, there is no way, unless they got it advanced, which they might have, that they have read the entire thing at this point. And I'm always wary.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. This, like, it would take me like 3 days to get through.
And that's fine. But I don't like when people start commenting on things before they have read them. And I think we do that a lot right now because everyone wants to jump to be the first to the news and they don't really, you know, they just see the top line headline.
Nobody's reading.
Right. Like, yeah.
Nobody's reading.
No. So the EWG, I was like, oh, let me see. They also have a press release they're issuing. That literally the headline of the press release at the very top says, 14 of 16 sunscreen chemicals not safe, says FDA. And I was like,
that's not what I got from what you just told me.
That's not what you got, because that's not what the press release from the FDA says. It says that 12 of the ingredients, two were determined not to be safe, something called PABA and trolamine salicylate, which I'm sure we'll get into in future issues. Those aren't common ones, though, anyway. PABA,
they say, like, PABA-free.
Usually they say PABA-free because no one's really using it anymore. Yeah. But the 12 others, they didn't say they weren't safe. They said they want more safety data, which is almost the opposite to
asking,
me.
It sounds like they're being conscientious.
The FDA.
And, yeah, the FDA
well,
is being conscientious. But this, that headline that you just sent to me seems very, like, alarmist and, like, fear-mongering.
A little bit.
Which is kind of the order of the day with a lot of brands. And you've heard me moan about this before. But, like, frankly, when I see something like that, I'm just kind of like, I'm like, next. Like, I just
– It bothers me because I appreciate what the Environmental Working Group is trying to do. They want to make cosmetics safer for everybody. They want us to be safer. They want to clean, you know, cleaner ingredients. Fine. But you could talk about the personal care industry and when they make gross misstatements and claims, and then you're trying to get to the bottom of things and show us the honest truth and be transparent, which is, I think, is what a lot of clean companies really do want to do. And then you go and say 14 of them aren't safe, says the FDA, which is I'm not going to go so far as to say it's a lie, but it's definitely an oversimplification.
Yeah, I think, you know, I shouldn't say, like, I'm saying, like, oh, I don't care when someone says something's not safe, because obviously I care about, like, my own personal safety and, like, public safety. But I don't – I have a suspicious eye when I see blanket statements of, like
– that you're a smart consumer. You're not going to trust it at face value, right?
Yeah.
But it's EWG.org. We know that means nothing, but I could see a consumer out there being like, well, this feels really official, and they're saying it's not safe. And in general, I trust the EWG.
What do you have to do, just broader question, I don't know if you know the answer, to get a .org at the end of your
We could be fatmascara.org right now. Absolutely. Back in the day, like in the 90s.
Intern Tiff, can you get on that?
You want a fatmascara?
Yeah, fatmascara.org. Let's just see if we can create like a sister site.
Also a .net.
Yeah, it's a .net. I know that .gov is probably out of the question.
I actually don't know about that.
.edu.
Maybe.
We're a very educational podcast.
Right, but do you know what I mean? Like you see .org and you sort of think, oh, it's a nonprofit and they're trustworthy. And I'm not saying they're not, and I really do want to read this more and talk to some experts who know what the hell they're talking about and see if there are any changes, which we'll bring to you once we learn about, you know, what the proposed changes are to how we use sunscreen here in the United States. But, like, I just get pissed off when people oversimplify things, and that's part of the problem.
It's a huge problem in beauty right now. It's a huge problem in the country. It's a huge problem, like, it wasn't like this. It wasn't like this a long time. I sound so, like, crotchety right now, but I don't know what to believe anymore.
I know. That's why you should keep tuning in to fatmascara.org for all your beauty news. Jess, do tell. What is the lo-fi facial?
Oh, the lo-fi facial. I coined that term.
It's excellent.
Thank you.
I don't even know what it means, but I like it.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this, I feel a little bit weird like referencing the work that I have done at my other job, but I just thought this was like a fun trend to talk about. And it's something we have mentioned before, like in bits and bobs, like on the podcast. But I think it's really funny how a lot of facialists who use gadgets, use, you know, microcurrents and even injectables. So many of them are using their hands lately and like rocks and stones and sticks and, you know, gold bars that just like, you know, go like, you know, like at the like lowest frequency.
Yeah, like we have lasers that could take us to the moon.
Yes, exactly.
And you're rubbing a stone on my face.
Yeah, and someone's like, you need this. And it's literally like they took a piece of rock, smashed it, and like gave it to polish it off.
It's called gua sha.
Yeah, yeah. And it's $30. So I needed to look into this a bit deeper. I didn't go in thinking, I'm going in with the thesis like this works. I went in thinking like, is this real?
Okay.
So I went straight to the source who I believe started the whole lo-fi facial. This woman, Sarah Chapman, mm-hmm. who I met her like 10 years ago and she had created this. I think she like trademarked it. She did, called the Skinesis method.
Okay.
And she was actually she has like some kind of degree. And forgive me, I should really know this. I said I was going to go deeper on the podcast and clearly I've not brought the information. But she has like some kind of like physio trainer, you know, degree in the UK. She's not just like an esthetician. And she uses your facial muscles to like, so she gets in there more than just like a little like, you know, slap them around Sally.
And
slap them around Sally. I just made that up.
Sounds like a two-bit hooker for like Texas.
Slap them around Sally. She's not going to just, you know, smack your face around a little pitter-patter with her
like fingers. Some Enfleurage.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
done.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye, sister.
Yeah, yeah. No, she really gets in there. She does lots of, she said, like kneading and knuckling. And then she even had this device, which she still does. I remember she came out. It's like, it has like little spokes on it. It looks like almost, God, it looks like
a torture.
Yeah, something. It looks like a torture device. And like, it's supposed to like mimic like her little nubbins.
So that you could do it at home,
yeah,
and have
not
that like
as
lo-fi
as
massage-y
facial
experience.
Yeah.
What does she say? Where's
so she
the
says,
back to the basics about?
Massage helps relieve all the tension like in your jaw. And as somebody who has definitely like had a little bit of tension lately, I look at my face and I look like a crazy bitch if I'm not like, you know, relaxed in the jaw. So all of that really does help release some of the tension, and it does help like reduce like puffiness and fluid if you are rolling with like a device like that.
Where is it rolling along, like your mandible?
Yeah, I think like around like your mandible.
Okay.
Also around the eyes, you really can reduce puffiness if you are gently. I'm going to say that three more times for the one more time for the people in the back, gently rolling around your eyes.
Okay.
But what I get nervous about and what all of these people have said is, like, with the advent of these new devices, like the popularity, people can be going a little crazy. You do not want to be tugging the skin. So you need to, like, this sounds gross, but like, lube up your skin really well.
Yeah.
And then use these devices.
So when you say devices, though, I think gadgets. But sorry, you're talking about like face rollers, gua sha.
Exactly.
I just saw some silver one with like little prongs on it. I can't remember what it's called. I'll put a link on the blog. It's like, oh, the Refa one that
yes.
we saw.
Yes.
Madonna's.
I love the MDNA one. That one's amazing.
Jillian Dempsey's little gold bar tool.
Yes. Some people have been skeptical with me about some of this stuff. And a lot of it is derms. But they're saying, like, it's going to be temporary. But that's the thing. It is temporary. This is something that you're going to see just like a quick benefit. Why are you laughing?
Because I was thinking I could make – like, I'm going to go get two spoons – from the Hearst cafeteria, two silver spoons, stick them in the fridge, and then like just like rub them around someone's face. That probably could be a new thing. Spooning. Actually, I just started spooning.
One of the dermatologists said to me, they're like, you could do the same thing with spoons.
Oh, okay.
But I have some real hardcore science for you.
Tell me.
Okay. A 2017 study found that using a face massaging device did actually equal fewer wrinkles and sagging.
Immediately after?
Immediately and longer term.
Oh, longer term too?
Yes. And another study showed that using facial rollers, yes, actually facial rollers, they used it with rollers, increased blood flow to the skin, which if you increase blood flow to the skin, that has all kinds of good benefits, like boosting glow, just like healthier skin.
Helps with absorption of products
yes.
that come after.
So using this stuff, I said, like, yeah, you're going to see an immediate benefit. Like, you're not going to have, like, if you use, like, I use the Jillian Dempsey roller, I definitely had smoother skin right after.
Right.
I'm not going to expect that, like, it's better than Botox. No. Like, it's,
right.
you can't
it's
compare the two.
It's lo-fi.
It's lo-fi. You have yeah. to manage your expectations. But do I think using this stuff will work long term? I think absolutely there are benefits. And I also think we've talked about this with, like, wellness stuff before. I think once you start kind of using this stuff, it has a knock-on effect where, like, you're paying more attention to your skin. You start doing other things.
Yes, just the moment sitting there in the mirror rolling your spoons mm-hmm. or whatever you decide to do.
But there is increased scientific proof that this stuff does have a benefit. Whether or not it's nominal, we don't know. But
doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it does not hurt.
Lo-fi facial. I like
the
it.
Lo-fi facial.
You heard it here first.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once-daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9-times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
So we're here with Stephanie Floor. She's a makeup artist, a blogger, also a podcaster, but so much more. You know what I call you? Beauty anthropologist. Oh. Because her company, Around the World Beauty, you know, she has a blog, they host events, panels. My favorite part is they curate these amazing travel experiences where Stephanie acts as a tour guide and takes people to different places around the world and shares the cultural beauty heritage of those places. What a cool job. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me. It's such an honor.
Wait, what's the name of your podcast?
So mine's called Journey to Beauty.
Journey to Beauty. I love having a fellow podcaster. Okay, before we get into all things like that you've learned about from women around the world, let's talk about you.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I like that.
So what beauty rituals did you grow up with? Like, what's your beauty heritage?
You know, it's so funny. So I'm Latina, born in Long Island, New York. My mom's Costa Rican, my dad's Ecuadorian. But we always kid around. I was the most un-Latina person where I grew up. When the real Latinas came in, they were like, who are you? So what beauty rituals did I grow up doing? To be honest, it was nothing glamorous. It was like rituals to get your feet not to stink, perfume in your ears so your ear infection would go away, candles and cigarettes in your ears. So like, we just had those quirk, like baby rituals for like if they had hiccups. Like, we didn't really do beauty stuff. We just did remedy stuff all the time.
Well, also the Long Island Mall could be a ritual. Like, if we're American and we're American, that's what we do, right?
Yeah, Long Island Mall for sure. Definitely.
And so how did you get – you talked about rituals, but like obviously you got into beauty. You're a makeup artist first and foremost. How did you get into that?
So for me – To be honest, reading magazines, I was obsessed with the idea of how you could transform someone. And I remember being 15, taking that LIRR, holla to all my Long Island girls listening to this, and just being fascinated on Halloween night, how the whole world changed here in New York City. And I remember one night when I was 15 or 16, and I was going to cosmetology school, and I met a drag queen for the first time, and I could not believe that you could transform a man into this incredible glitter, gorgeous thing. And I said, I want to learn how to do that. And it became like embedded in my mind that I just wanted to be a makeup artist. I didn't even know what a makeup artist was. I just knew I wanted to be able to transform people with beauty.
So how did you parlay that into a career?
Well, it's really funny because I read this book. I couldn't afford to go to makeup school. So I remember coming to New York trying to, you know, with my mom, 18 years old, we go to a makeup school, and it was insane how expensive it was.
Like, we've talked about that 20, on the podcast.
It was so expensive. And I couldn't afford it. I remember turning around and just crying and just like being like, I can't afford it. But instead, I found this book.
What was the book?
It was called The Crystal Right Hair Makeup, The Makeup, Hair, and Styling Career Guide. And when I tell you, I slept with this book, I circled this book, I highlighted this book to the point where I was like, Mom, I was like, I'm going to LA because this book says that you have to be in the biggest market. I was like, I have to go to LA. I moved to LA, like took a year off college, and I stalked this woman. Like legit,
Crystal the author?
Crystal the author. And I said, I'm going to give myself a year in order to meet her. And my year was coming up, and I said, I have no choice. I went to her house and knocked on the door. And the way that universe has it, her assistant had quit that day. So she said, welcome. She's like, do you want to be my intern? I said, yes. And she taught me everything that I know. A year later, I moved back to New York, went back to college. I went to FIT and then just started because I was able to work with her artists in LA. I was able to assist. She gave me my first celebrities. Like, my first celebrity was the Temptations.
Oh, my God.
They sang My Girl to me. I was, like, dying.
Oh, my God.
So everything after that was not a piece of cake, but it was.
Wait, now, Stephanie, I know people are probably who, like, are, you know, want to be makeup artists, if they're definitely wondering, like, what did she study at FIT? Like, why did you even go back to FIT?
Well, I went back to FIT because as being a first-generation Latina, I mean, there's nothing more that I could give my mother than a college degree. She came to this country, and I owe it to her. You know, her dream is for us to be doctors and lawyers, and I needed a degree in order to say, okay, Mom, I'm going to go for my dreams. But I went for advertising and marketing because I also was obsessed with the illusion of life. Like, there's a whole, that's why I've kind of transitioned to this whole deeper meaning of beauty, because I've always been fascinated with illusion and how things are told to us that aren't necessarily true for us to assume things. So I knew that marketing was behind that, and I wanted to know the, like, the whole world about that.
You wanted
that.
To see, like, what, like, you wanted to pull back the curtain. You wanted to see, like, how the sausage was made.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For a non-glamorous analogy. Wait, speaking of transformations and celebrities, didn't you work with Mariah Carey too?
Yeah, I was lucky enough. And see, the thing is, lucky enough because we grew up, we went to the same hair school. So we had that bond. So
Mariah Carey went to the same, the cosmetology school as you.
Yeah. So that was always a joke in my cosmetology school that Mariah Carey had gone there. And I remember then working with her and mentioning that. And she's like, oh, my God, yes. Because she always says that she, like, knows how to do her hair because of that time.
Oh.
But isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So the world works in mysterious ways for you. I know that about you.
Yeah.
So.
High frequency.
So obviously travel became part of your life. What was the first country you visited, whether it was, like, a job at that point or just for a vacation, where you got immersed in the beauty culture and what made you want to dive deeper?
Yeah, for me, it was India. I, again, by high frequency vibes, I ended up doing a client in one of a fancy hotel here in New York. And on my way out, I ended up in a huge yoga conference. And I remember looking, I was like, okay, I guess I'll go in. Like, let's go see where the world takes me today. And I see this woman with an incredible oil setup. Of India. It had, like, goddesses, it had, like, oils and rose petals. And I was like, what is this? Like, tell me more. And she's like, oh, like, I own a retreat in Kerala. Didn't know where that was. And we do these goddess retreats for the 9 days of goddess. And I was like, I want to go to this. This could be my first destination to study, because I knew if there was one place that was immersed in beauty still, it would be India. And Kerala is the birthplace of Ayurveda, and there's nothing that dates back more to beauty than the science of life. And that was my first trip. And once I went there, everything changed because the owner actually got into an accident, couldn't attend. So I went by myself with another yoga instructor that was teaching the course, and just the world was our oyster. The boss wasn't there. We could ask for anything and everything, and they just did everything to make us happy because they had already disappointed us.
Right.
So I was like, show us how to make oil. Show us how to do kajal. Show us
That's
how to
so
do,
cool.
like, they just showed us everything. And the yoga instructor's wife ended up being the assistant to a famous photographer. So she got all her footage, took my picture, got video, and that was the beginning of it all.
Oh, that's on your blog and yeah. everything now. Yeah. I didn't realize that was just like a chance happenstance. I thought you like planned a whole photo shoot.
I wish I had the money for that. It's really, you know, universe or whatever we believe in, it's they always got my back somehow.
What are some other trips that were really, you know, major, like very, you know, formative to you about, you know, beauty and travel?
So like I mentioned, I always grew up not feeling Latina enough. Mm-hmm. And so my next journey was to my own homelands, to South America and Central America. So I backpacked South America for 2.5 months. And I just learned about who I was. And that was a really beautiful journey because I finally understood, like, everything about everything that I am. And it just made me connect and like it was the spiritual element is what it showed me. Because I didn't feel that anywhere else. And it was just like the spiritual energy in Peru and Ecuador, which is where my people are from. And the land, the jungle, the rainforest, the Amazon, like all of that spoke to me. And I felt like I had discovered something that I never knew existed.
Who did you go with?
I went with my best friend, Linda. And she ended up actually falling in love and staying in Brazil and getting married.
Oh, my God.
It was an insane trip. But I went with her for half of the trip and then I went on my own.
And what kind of beauty discoveries did you find, like, of when you were in these different countries? Do they have different rituals or oils? You know, people think of Ayurveda with India, but what's going on in South America?
Yeah, so the one thing that I learned in South America was the spiritual element, the herbal bathing, how using water to transcend, which is the one ritual that I've seen all over the world. And you know more than anyone, Jen. It's like herbal bathing, when it comes to water, whether it's like that you're cleaning yourself or whether you're using it as a healing property, that's the one thing that I've been able to see all throughout South America, as well as in Turkey or Morocco, Japan. For me, herbal bathing really shifted the way I saw bathing in itself.
What do they put in the water in like Ecuador, Peru? Like, so what are their herbs?
Yeah, so they use whatever is local around them. But the thing is, they all represent something, whether it's corn or whether it's – I remember that they were using paper mache in a way, and they put it in the water, and it just represents celebration. Like, it's not very literal. Like, if something gives you some sort of joy,
yeah,
then that's what it can be for you in that bath.
But so it's not like you got eczema, you're going in the corn bath.
Yeah, no, it's more of like a healing, and it's more what's more important is using the elements of fire and air and like soil to embody this whole experience. You know, I love when you go into a temazcal in Mexico, and the thing that you're going into represents a mother's womb.
Will you tell people what that is?
What?
Yeah, temazcal is a bathing practice that dates back in Mexico, but it's made out of the clay of where it comes from, you know? And so people go in, but just that alone represents the womb of birth. And by going in there, the heat and the water cleanse you of anything. But as you're bathed with herbs, they're praying over you to release anything that's not good for you. A lot of people go if they're sick or if they're just needing of some support in some way for alignment within their body, mind, body, and soul. So
who's like the person that does all that stuff for you while you're in the – like is there a shaman or a healer?
There's shamans. There's a lot of shamans. From my experience, there's just a lot of women that are practicing this energy. Of course, you meet a lot of non-shamans that are doing it.
Yeah.
And what's that like?
That, I mean, it's really hard to tell sometimes. You know, you just got to trust your instinct and do your research. You know, I've definitely been in the jungle in Ecuador where I'd be like, is this for real? And it is.
Like knockoff shamans?
Yeah. That happens. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they like covering you in mud while you're doing this or is it – and is there smoke involved or water? Like
there's smoke and water because you're kind of like right next to kind of like – I don't even – it's not fire. It's – how do you explain it? It's like burning rocks. They kind of have something similar
like
here
an
in North America.
Like incense in there or something?
Yeah, incense, but more of like just really
like
hot
a sauna,
rocks.
But like an old sauna. School sauna.
Very old school sauna, yeah. And so they're washing you with water and herbs, et cetera, so –
And so I was going to ask you, do you notice now that you've been – and I know you've been to other countries. You've been to Morocco and all over the world. Do you notice, other than the water thing, just something in common about like, okay, women in every, you know, country, they want to go to the hair salon once a week or whatever it is. Like what are some other commonalities that bring us all together?
That's a very good question. I actually, when I saw that question, I was wondering, because to be honest, for me, it's really the herbal bathing is the one thing that I see common, because I remember being in the Cuyabeno in Ecuador and wanting to connect. Like, well, what do you wear and what do you put on your skin and, you know, what do you do for beauty? Mm-hmm. And their answer was just nothing. It was just living. And so that's like when I started kind of unmasking, because I was expecting as a makeup artist when I first started to travel these cool ingredients and these cool products. And that's not what I was meeting on the places that I was going. But that's where I was learning the most and really discovering the real beauty of these people and the real beauty of who I am, you know? So
are we, like, you know, as I'm saying, like, American culture, do you think, like, there's too much obsession with putting things on rather than, you know, like, when you say, you ask them what they use and they're saying nothing, are we too focused on
problem solution?
Yeah, like products or... What can we – is it too consumerish? I'm saying consumerist.
Yeah. Well, you know, with Around the World Beauty,
like, – what kind of conclusion are you drawing?
Yeah. So it's funny because we've actually created our own beauty philosophy at Around the World Beauty, and that's why we started our travel company. Mm-hmm. It was because a lot of the women that are coming on our trips are beauty-related. They're makeup artists, hair stylists, celebrity manicures. They work in the beauty industry. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is that by the end of the trip, you go – you realize that beauty is in the conversations that you had with the people around you. It's beauty is when you're willing to get outside your box and you're in real immersion of these cultures. And for me, I do agree that the American culture, I'm a makeup artist at the day. I know that there's something about a red lip and an eyeliner that brings us to life. Mm-hmm. But what is the process of putting it on? Why are you doing it? What's the reasoning behind it? Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned before, high frequency.
I was going to ask you, like, you're saying high frequency, but I don't really know what you mean.
So high frequency is when everything's in alignment, your mind, body, and soul, which then is able to allow the whole universe and the whole everything that's alive around you, the beauty of life, to always enter into your space. It's, you know, that's why drinking and eating and using natural products, all these things allow you to align to this magical dimension that's part of life. And I don't mean to get like psychedelic or anything like that. But, you know, what I realized traveling is that beauty really is in those simple little moments when you can connect with others. And that doesn't take a product. Mm-hmm. And yes, we get wrinkles and all of this stuff. But what about the journey of like this whole life? Like, I think there's some beauty in that.
Didn't I tell you she operates on, like, another level? I feel like she's been through a lot of past lives. Let me ask you this. So let's get real.
Okay.
When did you go to a country or somewhere you met some people and you were like, this is crazy. I don't need to do this again. I'm glad I experienced it once. It's not for me.
Yeah. So
she's smiling.
When did you, like, get back on the bus?
Well, I have, like, a funny theory because anyone that knows me knows that I like to feel like I'm going to die all the time. Like, I always like to put myself in very uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
Because that's when you thrive. Like, if you make it out alive, you've, like, learned something, you know? So I think for me, definitely Korea, getting butt naked and these spas with all these people has definitely – that was a moment where I had to, like, breathe in and breathe out and mentally walk through the spa absolutely naked saying, I am beautiful. This body's incredible. I am beautiful. Because, you know, everyone's looking at you and I just felt really uncomfortable.
Wait, what was this – I'm confused. What was this spa like? Why were you naked with a bunch of ladies?
Well, that's just a Korean bathhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a Korean bathhouse. Okay. So in order to get in, you need to be completely naked. And not only that, nobody's body looks like mine there. And
I was just going to say, was it all Korean women?
Yeah, it was all Korean women. I think it was – we went to a real one that was local, and it was me and my friend. My friend did not take off her clothes. She refused to go in. And just because she was – you know, as women, we have so much taboo around that. Mm. And I kind of – I liked it. I was like, okay, like, yeah, I'm uncomfortable, but I'm going to get naked. I don't even think I get naked – in front of anyone like that.
Like at the gym at Equinox over here, yeah.
Exactly. But here I am in Korea just like owning myself. And again, those are the moments where I'm like, you're unique. You're one of a kind. Like this is the one body I have. Like, don't limit yourself. And so, yeah, that's one that I don't know if I would – because it just takes so much brain power.
Yeah, to get yourself through that uncomfortable situation.
And there's a few other ones. I mean, I've hugged trees in the redwoods and stuff, and I think that's a little bit much.
Hugging a tree is too much?
I don't know.
You were like butt naked in Korea with a bunch of like randos and you won't hug a tree in clothing?
Yeah. I mean, you know what it is? I just want like I said, I want to be in line
to
hug
the
tree.
That was the line. That was a bridge too far, hugging the tree.
Well, let's talk positives then, shall we? I know you've had so many experiences, but just skin-wise, is there any country that's doing it right? Their skin treatments are on point. What do we need to try and travel and try?
Well, I think we all know that Korea is definitely ahead of the game and Japan as well. For me, I feel like I learned my biggest skincare tricks backstage Fashion Week. It all comes back to like New York City somehow. But here during Fashion Week, you are working on the biggest.
Were you just working last week?
Yeah,
what shows did you do?
I did Ralph Lauren, assisting mm-hmm. Tampa show. I'm trying to think. I know a lot of the keys that like Erin Parsons. We did Alice and Olivia. I'm on the Maybelline team. So we did some fun shows. I never know the designers. I just know the makeup artist. It's so bad.
No, well, that's good.
You're focused. You're laser
yeah,
focused.
Like, who cares about these designers? I'm with the makeup artist. But a lot of these makeup artists have incredible assistants from all over the world. Like, that's why I love Fashion Week at all. Hopefully forever do it.
What did you really enjoy from like what are some like looks or what's like what are some tricks that you can share with us?
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of Japanese assistants, they do this tapping motion. Like I remember I used to assist Yadim mm-hmm. and Kanako. I'm sure you guys know who she is. She's an incredible makeup artist. She's paved her own way. But she would just spend so much time on the skin. And then when I went to Korea, I saw that when I went to, like, you know, because I also go to makeup schools when I'm in these countries. And I'm like, what are the makeup artists doing? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I got to see the 15 process, right? But really, it was all about that connection to the skin and working the product, waking up the skin before it even puts makeup on. So now I do that on all my makeup applications. And I feel like that skincare trick is something I've seen in Korea and here as well. So
we're going to tap the skin?
Tapping the skin. And there's a whole different world of, like, tapping energy, but we're going to keep it here. But the whole idea is tapping to circulate the face.
Yeah.
But there's more.
Wait, okay, tell us. I'm ready.
Okay, you guys ready for this? This is like, this just came through me, so I have to say
please,
it.
Okay.
Okay.
We got the vibe.
We got the vibe.
Vibe's coming
you
through.
You got the vibe
okay.
through. So I don't even know who told me this, but so the temples, right?
Okay.
Do you know why they're called the temples?
No.
It's because it's it unlocks the temple to the mind. So by circulating the
skincare, why are they called the temple?
That's what I'm saying, guys. And there's a third eye involvement. Mm-hmm. The third eye is where all the energy lives. You know, we go back to India and all the mm-hmm. rituals that happen with this energy within our eyebrows that just like radiates all the beauty, all knowledge, et cetera. But mm-hmm. the temples is what activates the third eye. So when you're doing skincare, again, it's a ritual. It's an experience. Don't just throw on skincare and go. It's more about working it into the skin, mm-hmm. Massaging the temples, tapping the temples to unlock the wisdom. So before you even start your day, you're like 100%.
I kind of ignore my temples, but it does feel good, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Tap the temples to unlock the mm-hmm. wisdom. My temples are always very sensitive. Is that yeah. normal? Are your temples sensitive?
No.
I got so much voluma in there, I don't know.
But try it, you know, like use like your whole hands, you know, tap it with everything and then just really massage your skincare in. And that's why this whole indie beauty movement is so big, is because by using these certain ingredients and these certain products, you're, again, like aligning your skincare with this ritual to like start your day like knowing stuff, you know, like being aware.
You're like locked in.
Locked in, exactly.
I like okay. that.
I like that a lot.
Are there any things besides the tapping, are there any things that you've seen in your travels that you've truly incorporated? Like you're not going to go around hugging trees and doing temazcal every morning,
yeah.
but that you incorporate in your everyday life now that you've learned while traveling?
Yeah, there's two things. One is fragrance. I grew up wearing Paris Hilton, Dolce & Gabbana, and after spending
– Light blue?
Light blue, girl. You already know. But after going to France and visiting Grasse and meeting people who work in the fragrance industry, I just understood the magic of smell and how it really takes you back to a certain place in your life. Each one is for a different occasion. I just love the idea that your story, your human story, can be told through the fragrance that you wear. And I look forward to my children one day – remembering me through a fragrance.
What are some of your fragrances now that tell your story?
So right now, oh my God, there's one called Tierra by Natura Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. I've been obsessed with this fragrance, like since the day that I discovered
those are new,
it.
Right? They came out with a line of fragrances,
yeah.
2 years ago.
And what's great about them is that each one is inspired by a traveler's journey to Brazil. And Tierra means soil. It means land. And I loved it so much that they gifted it to me for free, actually, because they were like, we need to get this girl out of this store. She comes in here every day and like spritz it off. It was kind of expensive. You know, I'm a makeup artist. Like, you know, like $100.
I swear to God, she can manifest anything. It's not even a joke.
I got it. Literally, it was like Christmas. They're like, here you go. I was like, oh, thank you. But it's really so good. It really is.
So fragrance is something that you've incorporated in your life since you've been traveling. Anything else? You said two, I feel like.
Yeah, the second one, being a New Yorker, you never know when you're going to move. You know, you're like always like just like living. I've lived in crazy situations. And the second thing really is about the environment and the home. If you come to my apartment now, if you come to my room now, you'll see that it exudes who Stephanie is. And it's my own little retreat right here in New York City, because it used to be I used to just come home, sleep, go to work, come home, sleep, keep it moving. And now it's like I come home and I literally detox from my day. I wake up and I have my own rituals that I do.
What are your rituals?
I call my mom. That's my first one. That's like the most important, to be honest.
That's sweet.
And I drink water. I try.
What are some of, like, you must have picked up some like health rituals. I feel like just like from the vibe that I'm getting, like, I feel like there's got to be some kind of wellness bent to you.
Yeah, you know, not every day is perfect, I'll say. You know,
that's
human.
Comforting.
But the one that I love the most and that I try to do the most is rising with the sun.
So
that
what does
one
that
to
mean?
Me, you wake up when the sun rises.
Oh God, you're being really literal.
I thought you were doing like an Ashtanga. Like
I thought this was sun salutations.
No, I hate working.
What time was that today?
Today was like, I woke up at 6:30, so I don't know if I exactly rose with the sun today, but it's usually like 5:30, I think. But it's beautiful. It literally, your body gets used to it. And it's when your body is naturally supposed to wake up. Like the sun rises.
Do you find you're less
you
tired when you do that?
Yeah. You know what? To be honest, I'm exhausted at times, but I'm not like, I'm excited a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I am. And I mean, I don't really have a personal life, so maybe that's why. But like, I really like rising with the sun to me is really special, because for me, my productivity hours are like 6 to 8. Like, okay. I actually get more done in those 2 hours than I probably do the rest
of
the day.
It's funny. I asked Jen on the way over here, I said, what time do you, like, get in? Because I'm curious about, like, when people are most productive. I interviewed somebody the other day, and they're like, I get to the office at 7. And then my friend just told me that he gets to the office at 8. And I'm like, when are people, like, most productive?
Yeah.
But some people, like, sometimes I get, like, hit with, like, a jolt of energy at, like, 10 p.m. So, like,
I've gotten,
know.
Like, you seem to be creative towards later in the day. And on the weekends, too, I'll get a bunch of emails at once of ideas from you, whereas I'm, like, first thing in the morning is when
What time do the emails come from on the weekends?
Later afternoon, usually.
I'm tired in the morning.
Yeah.
Everyone's different.
Okay, before we let you go, we have to ask you about just travel stuff. Like, you've been backstage, you know the tricks. What's in your beauty kit? Like, what do you need with you at all times?
All right. So I'm currently obsessed with every single Maybelline Super Matte lipstick. Have you guys tried it?
The liquid one?
Oh my God. Does it move?
They stay on for a long time.
For 400 hours.
What? 400. What's on your lips right now?
That and then Ruby Woo on top of it. Because now I know that it's going to be liquidy without being completely matte, but it's going to last forever.
Oh, but then you just – so the Ruby Woo, like, creamed it – like, gave it a little
creamed
bit
Creamed it up a little bit. Yeah, I gave it, like, an extra layer because I feel like the Maybelline's a little bit too matte.
And then how are you going to break that down later?
Girl, I'm going to – like, I'm taking a heavy-duty makeup wipe with Bioderma on it.
Okay.
And – yeah, because it's a lot. But we're busy women. We, like, we're killing it out here in NYC. We need to make sure makeup stays on all day.
You're like the girl in the commercials. Like, she's like, she's at a meeting. She's catching a taxi. She's, like, having, like, a Caesar salad.
But the lip stays on.
We have more like a hot dog or something. Like, something to go, you know?
Yeah. Wait, Bioderma, that's always backstage. Is that – you pick that up in your career? That's, like, still the makeup remover of choice?
Yeah, it kind of just works out that way. It's kind of like you don't want to be part of the – you know, part of the drinking the water, whatever it's called, drinking the juice.
Yeah.
But then you just end up
it works.
Doing it. And you're like, okay, it works. And then all the models are requesting it. And God forbid you don't have it. And so then you're like, okay, yes, I have it. Like, here.
There's a reason, though, these certain populars get this cult following, right?
Yeah.
What else backstage has, like, a cult following like that?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. I know there's some. Let me think about this.
Concealer, like, I liner. Mean,
is there a cotton swab that everyone's like, oh, you got to get these?
Yes, there is.
See?
Is it Muji?
Oh, the Japanese.
The super, super tiny ones. Not the ones that come individual. This is so sick that I know this.
Like, this is your job.
But it's literally like the tiny. If you come backstage Fashion Week, you don't have that, it's a problem. And I'm always stealing them from my neighbors. I'm like, can I have some of these?
And what do you use them for?
For that liner. For that deep cat eyeliner.
To fix up the edges of it? We've talked about this. It's like I can't get it perfect the first time. And then I realized, oh, you just put it on and then you perfect it with the Q-tip, right? Yeah. Or the whatever they are, Muji.
With the tiny micro Q-tip, yeah.
Would you use that even like on yourself, like for personal life?
Personally, not so much because they're kind of expensive. You know, I'm so low key. Like I'm like, that's why I do love like a great lip because that's all that I need. A lip and great skincare. Skincare,
what's
priority
your skincare?
Number one.
You're glowing right now.
Yeah, you have beautiful skin. Right.
Thank you. Well, I'm pretty much addicted to skincare. Like,
what is it?
So, guys, I'm so whatever I get for free. Literally, I have so much. I'm like, you know, I of course, Moisture Surge by Clinique is always my go-to.
Oh, you used to work with Clinique,
right?
Yeah,
I used to work with Clinique. Love it. I feel like I have so much product left over from the time I did work with them that I keep using it. Mm-hmm. But definitely, like right now, I have this brand that they gave me at Fashion Week, and I'm using that right now. But just skincare is always priority. Morning, during the day, my interns laugh at me because I always have like a little thing of skincare that I carry like in my pocket.
What's in it, this little thing of skincare?
Well, that's Moisture Surge, the pink one that I like kind of squirt down.
Yeah. And lastly, these lashes. Like, are they God-given or what?
Well, I needed to put lashes on
for
you
fat
guys.
Mascara?
Oh, okay. I was like, those are her real lashes or no?
Oh, they're called Marishten Beauty.
Marsh
Have you guys
then.
Heard of them?
No.
All right. So my best friend, I'm so proud of her, created a lash line. And she's an incredible makeup artist. And she just knew the issues that we were having as makeup artists. And the thing was that we work with a lot of women with different kinds of lashes. Some are too curly. Some don't have any. Like, you know, we work with elder, mature women. You know, they don't sometimes have enough space for you to use the Ardells. Mm-hmm. So she created a lash that's like small enough to fit under the eye, like under the lid, so they look a lot more natural.
And they're single.
Those look natural.
Single, yeah.
Can you spell the name of that company?
Yeah, it's called Marishten.
Okay. M-A-R-I, something like that.
M-A-R-I-N-S-H-T-S. Oh, my gosh. S-H-T-E-N.
No, we're going to get intern Tiff on it. She's going to find it, and we'll link to it on our blog.
She's a really incredible makeup artist, and I told her when she created this company, I was so mad. I gave her a call, and I was like, I hate you. She's like, why? I'm like, because you created something that I can no longer do.
Those
are the way out my job. Like, now I need it.
Right.
Yeah.
On.
Well, we hate you because you created this super cool company that, like, you get to travel the world and take
really
women
jealous.
With you. Right? Maybe we should do a fat mascara around the world's collab.
Ooh.
I don't know where we'd go.
Future collabs. That's what I'm – and I'm open to ideas. You know, I think, like, every entrepreneur, you don't know where it's going to take you. And if there's one thing I learned, you just have to be open to all possibilities. So – I'm always listening.
That's a great message.
Yeah, thanks for coming,
Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It's time to raise a wand.
It's time. I'm excited about this one.
Okay, what do you – then go ahead. You just pulled something out of your bag.
Yeah, I know. I brought it.
And I want at it.
Okay.
What is it?
I want at it. Okay. We got this at work, and I was like, ooh, what is this? Never heard of this brand. It's a brow product called Naturally by Stevie Christine.
Who's Stevie Christine?
Thank you for sending us your beautiful brow product. It is. I am getting more into brow products. You know that sometimes I don't use them at all because I feel like they look very heavy on my brows because I have big brows. But this one, I do think sometimes I could benefit from a little bit of a fill in and elongating the tail.
Yeah.
So this.
Oh, we're getting a demo.
It's a double ended. I'll make it short, but it's like. It's a double-ended brow product. It's not a pencil. On one side, it's a little sponge that is preloaded with powder. And it's preloaded because the cap has powder in it.
Okay.
So you see that? It's a sponge tip with a little powder. And then so you dab that through your brows. You just kind of pat it in.
Uh-huh.
And it's a nice pointy little thing.
Spongy tip.
And then the other side is this nice chubby brow brush.
Oh, that's a nice
brush. It's a nice brush. And you brush it through your brows. And it's very subtle. I'm wearing it today. What do you think?
I actually didn't know you had a brow product on. And usually I can tell with you because they get like Lana Turner.
Yeah, but they go bam real fast.
Yeah. So is that why you like a powder as opposed to a pencil? It feels softer?
Well, you know, I have different things all the time. Sometimes I use a pencil. Sometimes I use like a tinted gel.
But Stevie Christine's bringing it.
Yeah, this is subtle, but I still feel like it made a difference.
I agree with you. Okay, I am raising a wand to a non-beauty product, but actually, it is a beauty product. Do you want to know why?
Why?
It helps you get your beauty sleep. Okay, so Casper, the mattress company, they came out with Casper Glow, which is these night lights. And I was like,
what?
No, I know. And everybody's like, you don't need a night light or anything like that. Look at how it works.
I'm looking at the video.
So it's like, I call it my glow baby. Eric and I call them glow babies. So you get two in the box and they're somehow linked together.
Yeah.
And basically it's like a warm frosted glass, almost
nice.
Marshmallow shape, soft. You don't have to worry about buttons. They were all about, like, you know, when you're sleeping, you don't want to deal with, like, you're finding a light or whatever. You flip it over to turn it on and it lights up. And then over the course of 45 minutes, it slowly fades. So, like, I turn it on to read by my bedside. And honestly, I kid you not, it signals me to, like, start to wind down. You barely notice it dimming. And then it's so, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I can't read my book anymore. I'm like, okay, time to nod off.
It signals to you it's time, like, shut it down.
Shut it down. So it's bright and cool light when it starts. Not horribly bright. Then it gets warmer as it fades. So you just feel softer. And then the other cool thing about it is in the middle of the night, if you, like, need to go get a glass of water or whatever, you pick up the little glow baby. I forget what it's called, Casper Glow, but I've just called it glow baby. And you shake it, and it just sets off this little night light on the bottom that won't wake anybody else up. It's just like a tiny night light, and you can carry it around. And then you can unhook the two. I'm so obsessed with this product. It's so silly. You can unhook them. You just push the button a couple minutes, and then they're not synced up anymore. So you could do them separately on either nightstand. Aren't they fun?
This is, like, very smart technology.
And you watched the video and you were like, yes. Like, and oh, the best part. Okay. So you see how it's like
there's more?
I'm sorry. You see how it's like a marshmallow? So if you're like, oh.
If we had a glow baby here for this segment, the glow baby would be dead right now because this is a lot.
So as if it's fading and you're like, wait, I really wanted to read more, you just twist it clockwise and it brightens it. Twist it counterclockwise and it unbrightens it. Not a dial or whatever, just the whole thing. I'm getting you a set.
I've got a problem with that bit because I don't think you should be able to cheat the glow baby. I feel like the glow baby
is telling you to go to sleep.
Yeah, you know, yeah. If I were on the Casper board, no way. The glow baby is there for a reason. The glow baby must not be hacked.
I mean, it is because it's sending you off to beauty sleep.
Hack
your glow baby.
I think that's respect the glow baby's authority.
It works, and it has been. I think I've been going to sleep earlier because I'm just like, it's time. Because you know when you get in bed and you just start going on your phone, all of a sudden it's like, where did an hour and a half go?
This is the product for, like, millennials who can't get off their phones. So they need to have, like,
a glow baby
that tells them, it's time to go to sleep now.
I'm reading a good book, and I'm, like, into the book and forgot to go to sleep. It just gives me vibes.
Fair. You know what I want? You know you can get me into the glow baby? I've been asking Jeff for this for, like, 6 years.
What?
The clapper.
Clapper is to, like, your mom's generation what glow baby is to ours.
I want the clapper. I'm tired of reaching. I'm tired of reaching to turn off the light.
You get an Alexa smart plug like I have for my balcony lights, and I say, Alexa, turn the balcony lights on, and then it goes on.
No, I want the satisfaction of doing this.
All right. Glow babies for me, clapper for you.
Somebody get me a clapper! Thanks so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends, family, and everyone else in your network about the show. Be sure to follow us on all the social networks at Fat Mascara.
And if you want to drop us a line to tell us how great we are, or complain, or suggest something that we should talk about, it's info@fatmascara.com. You can also give us a rating on iTunes if you like what you hear. How many stars?
5?
5 stars, please.
100% we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.